Well, good morning. It's 7:39, Brock.
Hi. Hi.
A great day.
Great morning. Let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? You're looking for great starting pay, amazing benefits, room to grow with a company that's growing? Check out special-light.com. Remember, that's LITE.com, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's the thing that used to be great, but now has become really, really bad?
Yeah.
Right? Back in the day, it's awesome. Yeah, what do you got?
I got one. It's just one word, and you'll know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yahoo.
Do you mean the internet in general or just Yahoo? The just website.
Yahoo. Yeah. Used to be the bond. Dude, I loved Yahoo, man.
Yeah.
Yahoo Mail.
Yahoo Messenger was really good. Just in general. I mean, that's where I'd go for. I remember my Yahoo page that had like all my selected news and everything. Like, it was great. You go to Yahoo, you see the top news. Now, I mean, they're hanging on by a thread, bro. They're still going. Can I even go to yahoo.com?
I don't know. I got the notification like, hey, your Yahoo Mail is going to be deleted. So get everything out of there you need now because we're going under.
Man, just clicking it. Just even I'm at yahoo.com and sorry, computer, that I'm doing this. It's probably going to end up shorting out on me. It just looks like a website that you would never want to go to.
Well, dude, you know what's crazy, though? It was huge.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest things around. And now it's nothing. It's how can you go from that? And now, like, to, hey, guys.
It sounds like they got dumb people working for them. Obviously, you need to have some kind of business acumen to run a website like Yahoo that's been around forever. And now, there used to be commercials for Yahoo. There used to be spokespeople for Yahoo. Now, nothing.
Nothing.
When's the last time you said, oh, let me Yahoo that?
Yahoo that. No,
you don't do it. That. You don't do it. That's ridiculous.
Now I just assume Google's the internet.
Yeah.
I forget that Google's not the internet. It's part of the internet.
It's
but they're so massive and they're it's so widely used. It's just that's it.
For anyone wondering, if you still have a Yahoo email account, I do judge you for it. Like, I don't like sending you stuff. I'm like, this is just, I don't want to.
Like, if that's your primary.
Yeah. I don't want to gum up my outbox sending stuff to a yahoo.com email. Cripes.
How about this one? I got another one too.
Okay.
Hollywood. Hear me out on this one.
Okay, explain. Wait, so you said Hollywood used to be great, now really bad.
You remember, is it Hollywood or is it me? So growing up, you still look at actors, look at Hollywood, like, oh my God, dude, could you imagine walking by one of these people, you know, randomly or seeing a celebrity? You know, I don't know. And I feel like Hollywood's become so, like, exposed that there's no, like, behind the scenes. Everything, you can see everything now.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no mystique. There's no mystery to actors anymore.
You don't have the Humphrey Bogarts or the Marlon Brandos or Jacqueline Welch.
The action star. We got The Rock now, and who else?
I don't think it's Hollywood's fault.
Keanu Reeves.
Some of the things that were exposed are obviously good. You know, when you're looking at the Weinstein side of it, it's good that that was exposed. But I do get what you're saying. Because I don't think it's Hollywood's fault, and I don't think it's the celebrity's fault. It's almost the society, the puppy society. It's almost our fault for just saturating we need to know what they're doing at all times. Back before the paparazzi was, you know, the terrible people that just, they're paid to take pictures of celebrities. Before that, and this constant need to know everything that's going on in a celebrity's life, I think there was, it was like you said, more mystique. It was a bigger deal when a celebrity was cited or a picture was released. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just different now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, some, maybe it's because of the movies you grew up with, though, but there's never going to be another Happy Gilmore. And that's sad to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never feel like that with another movie.
Yeah.
And is it because they're getting worse, or is it because they're running out of ideas, or am I saturated? I've seen so many movies.
You've seen so many. And two, that, and again, it's on us because we constantly need to be entertained. We constantly need something to stream.
And now, Netflix and streaming, it's so easy. I catch up in a weekend. Boom.
You have Netflix originals, Amazon originals, you have Apple TV originals, you have Peacock. Everything's got to have it. So it's so much just to compete. So I think that's part of the problem. I think that's why it's not as good as it used to be.
Glorious.
You had very good answers. Mine is not that. We were talking about this product the other day, and I was as soon as I saw this, I'm like, yes, I got my Pop-Tarts, man. Effing Pop-Tarts used to be so amazing. They actually asked you. They
Frosting
used to have
used to go to the edge.
Yeah, Frosting used to go to the edge. You actually used to have plenty of filling in there. They are garbage, and they're more expensive now, and they're worse. Which you could say that for a lot of things. It just we're getting ripped off more and more. Companies are ripping us off more and more each year, and we just roll over and take it. But Pop-Tarts is a shining example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Sucks too, is I love Pop-Tarts. They're good. Fantastic. The cinnamon, was it the cinnamon sugar one or whatever?
Yeah, the brown sugar, cinnamon.
Brown sugar cinnamon. Yeah, damn, dude, those Kidding are so me? Good. But you're right, they used to be better.
Yeah. Yep. But now they're like, look, as the American public will just roll over and just year by year, they just a little less frosting and a little less filling till eventually we're just going to be eating a brick of hard pastry.
Is there anything hotter than a Pop-Tart coming out of the toaster? God, it's like the temperature of the sun.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't let it cool off. You bite into that thing immediately, and you burn the hell out of your mouth. That's what it's
jaw melts off, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of roll it around your mouth and blow it.
Yeah, you do that. You do that weird thing like looking for
some milk or something.
Like a bird trying to eat something too big. You know, you got one of those pelicans like
hot.
Anyway, so that's my answer. That's used to be great, not so great. Now Pop-Tarts. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the thing that used to be great but now has become really bad? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Good morning. 753, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite. What's something that used to be great but now has become really, really bad? Josh had a great answer. He said MTV. Amen to that, dude. Now all it is Teen Mom and Ridiculousness. Like, come on, dude.
But I like Ridiculousness.
Yeah,
I think
but
that's a
not
great show.
24. That's all they play on.
That's all they got. At least they know that's all they got.
Here's a funny thing. Play some effing music videos. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that. You know, I think that is because MTV2, isn't that all just music videos?
Yeah, but why don't
No,
there's like no music videos. They play like music videos for like 30 minutes on Saturday morning, I think. That's like it.
No, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. MTV has a few different channels, and I think the one with all music videos, you got to pay extra for.
That's stupid. That's
on your
stupid.
Comcast, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, MTV does suck. It sucks now. It sucks. Absolutely. Let's see.
It was awesome back in the day.
Now you made me mad, Josh. Thanks a lot. Gathright said, me used to be great, but not.
That's funny. Gathright's funny, dude.
Brooke said, TV, downhill since the 90s. There are some really good shows, really well written, but I think maybe the overall number of good shows has probably gone down. It's just people are trying too hard. Does that make sense? I don't know.
They're different. It's the different style. Like, you're not really getting your Seinfelds and your Home Improvements anymore. It's just, but I don't know. Those were great shows, man.
Yeah. But there's also a lot of other great shows out now, too. So maybe we're speaking because in the 90s, we grew up watching more TV. You know, we didn't have all the other streaming stuff. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's not the same because you kind of had to wait week to week.
Yeah.
Now you could just watch everything in a full day.
Yeah. Yeah. You binge watch an entire, you know, 8-season show in a weekend. Kind of takes
kinda
the
comes and goes.
Yeah.
You know, quicker.
Yeah. Let's see. Ryan said the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, come on.
Come on. They're trying.
Dude, he's wrong on this one, dude. I'm telling you. Last night, Cowboys, dude, smashed it.
Proved it. You said you had another one, Hunter. What used to be great, but now is really bad?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Mine was going to be MTV.
Good answer. Good answer. Let's take some phone calls. What used to be great, but now is really bad? WIRX, hello.
Okay, so what used to be great, but not so great anymore?
Yeah.
Automobile.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
look back. I'll give you an example. I just got rid of, earlier this summer, a 1994 Chevy S10 Blazer. That sucker was a beast. You could put it up against any of the other vehicles that are brand new, and it would probably just roll it over.
I think it's twofold. I think the technology in cars is better, but the overall quality of the car itself is junk. If you could get like your old S10 Blazer and put like a Tesla computer in it, dude, we're golden, man. You know what I mean?
See, I don't know that I agree with you on that. And here's why, because I work on my own vehicle.
And you get too
much into the technology weeds and all that, you can't work on those vehicles. You get in these old cars. You ain't got nothing but engine and vacuum hoses.
My old Bronco too. The starter was going out. I just had to always get underneath and hit it with the wrench, and then it'd start right up. You know, so I get what you're saying.
See, there you go. You put a Tesla engine, or you put Tesla technology, the stupid car is going to be yelling at you every time you fall asleep going down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm here trying to sleep while I'm driving. Quit yelling at me, car. Great answer, buddy.
Exactly.
Great answer.
Hey, have a good one.
Later, man. You're a car guy, Hunter. You think there's some weight to that?
See, I think it depends on what you're going for. Like, there's different categories in this. So, I mean, come on. A Tesla? Yeah, you're getting a Tesla and then a 92 Blazer. See, I like the 92 Blazer. Badass. You know, for certain situations and scenarios. And I do love working on cars.
You know,
it's way easy to work on those cars. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
But, dude, I mean,
you know what?
We're in a spaceship now, basically.
Yeah, we really are. Yeah, it's a self-driving spaceship. Here's why cars back in the day are better than cars nowadays, because you had 7 cigarette lighters in your old cars. Nowadays, not a single one. Not a single one. Where am I supposed to put out my cigarette, all right? And how am I supposed to light it? Let's take one more phone call before we get out of here. Something that used to be great. Now really bad. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got one for your discussion on what used to be great and how suck.
Yeah, what do you got?
Air travel.
Air travel? Dude, that's a great answer, man.
Because, I mean, I used to love it. I mean, it was so cool. You'd get a nice big meal, have all these drinks, and now the seats are getting smaller, and, you know, there's no really meal, and
oh yeah,
and everyone's like all crabby, and now you have to mask up on top of it. It's like, it's gone from heaven to hell.
I that's a great answer. Awesome answer, man. All right, thanks for the call, bud.
Yeah. All right.
All right, see ya.
Here we
go. You look at like any old photos from like flying back in the 60s. I mean, they had hot stewardesses. They had big old recliners. You could smoke in there.
You basically had your own couch. Yeah. There you go. Here's a bed and a couch and a TV. You could smoke in the airplanes back. And not saying that that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
safe, it's a good way to blow up the airplane. But still, though, you could do it. And if I want to smoke and possibly die in an airplane, that's what I want to do. Now, dude, that's a really good point, too.
They ration you food, everything, penis, drink, through the drinks especially.
There's
they come
an
around
airline.
And they, like, try to get by, you know.
Hunter, there's an airline that is talking about doing, like, basically standing seats. You're almost only sitting at like a 45 degree. It's nuts.
Treating us like cattle.
Yeah, like cattle. Cattle in the air, man. Just so they can make more overhead. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If I could pay like.
My plane caught on fire on the way back from Vegas.
You stopped being a pussy.
Worse.
It was just smoking a little bit. Quit being such a
fire,
pansy.
Bro. You weren't there.
You're such a baby. A little bit of smoke and you're going to freak out in an airplane.
Dude,
You pansy. Yeah. But I will say, if I could get a $10 ticket from like here to LA, I might stand for a couple hours. You know,
give and take, but still, I mean,
we ain't getting hand jibbers from stewardesses anymore. I'll tell you that much, though. Ridiculous. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.